from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
As Joel said, fan evening show here on 93.7 The Fan. Jeff Hathorn with you. We will go till 10:35. We'll talk some Pirates and Steelers, of course. I want to start with the Steelers, though, and just came from the joint practice at Acrisure Stadium. And listen, what can you get from those practices? A little bit more than you can at normal camp, because these are guys on other teams trying to make jobs. It's not as easy to anticipate plays if you're a defensive player, and that's something you get into at this point of camp. It's one of the tough things to try to evaluate is, okay, what players are really improving or what players have figured out what the offense and defense are doing so they're making more plays or they're stopping more plays because they understand what's coming at them. So they're maybe not better, they're just smarter, which in itself might make it for a better football player, but it's harder to evaluate. So against this Bills matchup, you got to see a little bit more. A couple of things that stood out, Zach Frazier is pretty good. Nate Herbig was not able to practice. He was there, but he didn't practice with a camp injury, which is a kind of a Steeler way of saying, well, they're dealing with some bumps and bruises. Like there's an issue here or there. There's, you know, somebody's sore, tired. Let's give the guy a day off. Let's not make this any worse. But it doesn't seem like any of those injuries, as TJ didn't practice today. Dante Jackson didn't do teamwork. Same with Alex Highsmith, although Highsmith at least dressed for practice today. But you didn't see those guys going through those drills. But I get the feeling with Frazier, like it was with Broderick Jones. Like, at what point was Dan Moore going to go down and then never get his job back? And instead, it was Chooks that went down. We know Dan Moore missed a game, but Chooks went down, and Chooks never got his job back. It's a training camp practice. If he doesn't go in what was considered an all-hands-on-deck practice, possibility that he doesn't play on Saturday. And if Frazier goes in there and plays well, Zach Frazier will take over that starting job. I mean, should have heard Broderick talking about him afterwards, about how he's talking to the guy, he's communicating things so much better, he's so much more comfortable. He is a very quiet man. And he is a humble man in terms of talking about himself. Like, that's the worst thing you could ask him. He doesn't want to put himself in a position to where he might make Nate Herbig feel weird or have his teammates think, oh, this guy's going out there and plugging himself while Nate's been taking most of the first team reps. But that's one of the standouts from this practice, is it's a matter of time with Zach Frazier. And I kind of say this caveat every time with Nate Herbig. Nate Herbig plays hard. I think he can give you games at guard. He's never really played center. He's practiced it. It's not that he doesn't know the position. And I don't put the two fumbled exchanges entirely on him. But you don't see mistakes from Frazier. There was a bad snap. I think it was either the first or second practice. And then it's hard to remember a bad snap from Frazier the rest of camp. For a rookie trying to learn everything with new quarterbacks. And to be fair, Herbig was clean all camp too until that game. Tackle position is a little different. Faltanu not practicing around the team. Obviously not going to play in this game on Saturday. That's already been announced. We don't know what might happen in Detroit for the final preseason game, but there's a possibility he doesn't play that. If he doesn't play either of those preseason games, the thought of moving him into that starter spot just becomes more wild speculation. Like, how do you put a rookie in there on a team where you have aspirations to be in the postseason? Every game matters. Barring an injury, do you make that switch? Especially if he misses, let's say he doesn't play in the Detroit game because he doesn't practice that week. So you go into basically a week of practice, then a short week, and then the start of the season in Atlanta. Is that how you want Faltanu to start this? And Broderick said today, he's like, listen, I don't know where my future is. Omar Khan has said in the past, and Andy White will kind of went along with this today when he talked, when the assistant GM talked to us, and we're going to hear from him coming up at 10 o'clock and what he had to say today, because you hear from him once a year and how he feels the transition is coming. But with Broderick Jones, it's going to make, there is going to be a move over there, but there's not going to be a move over there with Dan Moore going over to the right side. And they kind of tried that thing, but he's not even practiced over them. I'm talking about Moore. Jones had a few reps over on the left side when Faltanu was healthy. But as Jones said, right now, he's focused on the right because that's where he's going to play. So, barring a return next week and some really good practices, it's going to be Dan Moore on that left side and Broderick Jones on the right. Doesn't mean that can't change based on what's happened in games, but you would think you would want to get Faltanu at least a week or so full of reps. And Broderick, while he knows the left tackle position, that is his comfortable position, and he has said it would not take him that long to work that side. You would want him to have some reps over there to get some cohesion with the group. That's the easier of the moves. Another thing that stood out of practice today, Russell Wilson was better than Justin Fields. I mean, period. He was more consistent, threw a couple of nice deep balls. The one thing that Justin Fields did better is what you would expect that Justin Fields did better. He ran with the football. They did a two-minute drill, Steelers against the Bills. Fields was the quarterback, but the clock was set at 1:01. Ball was at, I think, the 46-yard line. So they had to go 54 yards. Fields made a couple of throws, had a run. I think there was 30 seconds left. He scrambles out to his left and then just takes off down the field for a 31-yard touchdown.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And in camp, there would be whistles blown, and there still wasn't quarterback tackling in this joint practice, but no one would have tackled him or gotten to the point where they would have touched him, and you assume that he would have gone down. It was ruled a touchdown because his speed is ridiculous. He took off down that sideline and made a big play. Then in seven shots, it was kind of a botched handoff on the first where a lineman, I think it was Sayamalo, stepped on Russell Wilson, who did get the first team reps, is going to start this game on Saturday. So that's kind of a botched play. Second play, Russell bought a little time in the pocket. And while not the tallest quarterback in the history of the game, made a perfect throw to George Pickens in the back of the end zone where only Pickens basically could get it. It was a low throw right over the middle. Pickens was able to scoop it off the grass or before it got to the grass for a touchdown. Then there was a play action pass that completely fooled the Bills defense. And he was able to lob one over the line of scrimmage to Des Fitzpatrick. When Fields was in there, now Fields went 3 for 3. He had a running design run to the right side where no one even got close to him for a touchdown. He scrambled and threw really nice pass to Cordarrelle Patterson right at the goal line. And it was right where either Patterson makes the catch or it goes incomplete. Then he scrambled, Fields did, and found Scotty Miller in the back corner and, I mean, threw a bullet that wasn't or couldn't have been intercepted because of the speed that it was. It right into, basically into Miller's chest. And he made the play and finished the play for a touchdown. So as you consider that, Russell Wilson's going to be the starting quarterback. Period. Not just on Saturday. Barring injury, he's going to be the starting quarterback in Atlanta, regardless of what happens, what Fields does on Saturday, what he does in Detroit. Barring injury, again, Wilson's going to be the starter. And today, in that joint practice, Wilson looked like the starting quarterback. Just had a more consistent command. There were a couple of nice deep balls. There were a couple of plays by Fields where he just wasn't right. I think there was one that was an incompletion that probably would have been even though there were officials there, probably was a bit of a hold across the middle where Fields kind of put his arms up in the air like, hey, that would have been a completion. I'm trying to show people here. Why don't you throw that flag? But what's so intriguing about him is that speed. So what do you do if you're the Steelers? Like, how do you utilize that with Wilson as the starter where it's not so obvious? Does he come in, and you see this more in college occasionally, where you might have a red zone quarterback. Do you go into that situation? Because even if a defense says, all right, I'm just going to drop guys. Even if you drop guys, Wilson can scramble around until somebody gets open. Do you make him a running back? Do you put him in a slot? Do you put him out at receiver? Do you just make him the quarterback? Do you see plays like that in today's game and think, okay, if he can get his footwork fixed to where he's feeling more comfortable, he can make a quicker decision or two, or you have that running game going, to where he just needs to make some play action passes for you. Now, we have seen nothing in camp, and that's not that surprising, of where Fields did anything but play quarterback. They're not going to show that in camp either. They're not going to allow the fans to see, oh, wow, look what they're doing with Russ. If they're going to do that, they're going to do that behind closed doors where they know media can't say anything about what they're doing. And they will run those type of plays there. But he's a weapon. He's got to be used in some way. But where do you line him up? How do you use him? How do you make it so it's not so obvious? Or does he go in there maybe more often than not? And if you don't add another receiver, that he is just the ultimate decoy that takes George's attention. Defensively, there wasn't, I mean, TJ didn't play. There were some other things. I want to get your thoughts on where the Steelers are. We're going to go through some more of some camp impressions. Russell Wilson will start. What are your expectations for him on Saturday? He's going to get about four series. Now, that's the template, as Tomlin put it, where they could add more, they could subtract based on the productivity of that first team. But Russell Wilson's going to get those first team reps. What do you want to see? And where do you think the best use of Fields? Or is it that he's just a quarterback and you just stay with your regular offense? 412-928-9370. We'll continue Steeler talk. Ray Fittipaldo, who was just on an hour ago, is going to join me at 7 o'clock as well. We're going to go over some of these things. 8 o'clock, Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette columnist, will talk a number of issues with Jason. Everything from what's going on with the Pirates to Steelers to why it doesn't Sid have a contract. Chris Peek from Panther Lair, we haven't had a chance to talk Pitt. We'll do that as well coming up at 8:40, and then we'll have some more open phones, and Joel Nelson is going to come up with some gambling odds on the Steelers that we're going to discuss. There is an article out right now that predicts wins. We're going to get into that during the show. We're going to discuss it more during that segment, and then at 10 o'clock, we'll hear what Andy Weidel had to say again. You don't get a lot of opportunities to hear from Andy once a year. So what does he think about adding the physicality? What did he say about Brandon Ayuk? What did he say about the receiver room? What did he say about Fields and Frazier and Broderick Jones in the left tackle position? All of that we're going to cover as we continue. It is the Fan Evening Show. Jeff Hathorne in tonight and with you until then. What? The Nightly Sports Call. Coming up at 10:35, right here on 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.